Colin Cowdery. Fred Truman.
What?
The great days of English cricket. You know, this country has lost its passion for the game.
Really?
But if you go anywhere in the back streets of Calcutta, any small patch of waste ground...
Pa, where would you ever encounter...
Well, you'll see a crowd of children with a homemade bat and a tennis ball. It's not just a game to them.
Okay, well, this is only the single wicket contest. Just a bit of fun.
Hmm.
And in case you've forgotten, it's in memory of...
Of Shula Hebden Lloyd's first husband. Yes, yes.
Pa, I'm just going to ignore her, and I think you should.
Usha, however strongly I may feel about this personally, you can trust me not to indulge in any unseemly behaviour.
Can I?
Of course. In view of all that's happened round here lately, it looks to me as if somebody needs to set an example.
Shall we go?
How are we doing for time?
Pip and Jonathan couldn't wait any longer. They've gone off on their bikes.
Oh, sorry. It won't take me a minute to change.
At least you got the bailing done.
Yeah. No time for a shower. Oh, well.
You're only going to get all hot again, scoring all those runs.
Ooh, what touching faith. Listen, I told Eddie to call your mobile if they hit any problems. Okay.
Fine. Can he and Ed both stay till milking?
Yeah, yeah. They know where the bales have got to go. Ruth, listen, darling. Eddie was asking, your birthday.
What about it?
Are you really sure that you don't want to do anything?
Really?
Only, I think that Mum and Dad might...
Oh, well, Phil and Jill, obviously, they can pop over.
Oh, good, because Dad said that...
I feel a bit bad for me Mum, though. I think she was hoping for the usual big arc she'd do as an excuse to come down.
Well, she can come down anyway. Or, you could always go and see her. I mean, it does seem a bit mean, doesn't it, to... You know, deprive her of her only daughter on her birthday.
I know. But I'd rather be here on the day with you and Pip and the boys.
So, go up at the weekend. Be back here for Monday.
I thought of that. But I'd miss Father's Day.
That's every year.
And birthdays aren't.
Well, not special ones, no. You go.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'll be back here for me dinner Monday.
It'll be on the table waiting.
Tom wasn't on great form, was he?
Well, still hungover from his housewarming, I expect.
Yeah, well, Pip's going to outscore him at this rate.
Yeah, well, she isn't half whacking them. Luckily, not in our direction.
Well, nearly got little George on his scooter, though. What's he doing with that thing up here? It's hardly the place for it.
Yeah, well, he only got it yesterday. Well, Will says he practically took it to bed with him.
I see. Afternoon, Phil.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
Oh, hiya, Dad. Oh, look, there's a seat here.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I've had your mother on the phone. That's what held me up.
Oh, she's still having a good time?
Yes, it's Powderham Castle today with Diana's sister.
Yeah, sounds good. When's she back?
Tomorrow afternoon. I shall meet her at Hollerton.
Oh, last night of freedom, eh? What you going to do?
I hadn't thought. Probably the same as last night if there's something good on the radio.
What, you spent Saturday night sitting in with the radio?
Well, there was a concert. I had a nice steak, a glass of wine.
Whoa, you really know how to live, don't you?
Leave him alone, Kenton.
Well, we could have been out on the Raz, Dad.
The Raz?
Sorry we're late.
Oh, it's Pip.
Hey.
Hey!
Hey!
Well done!
She'll be in the next round at this rate.
Yeah, I hope you're ready to be well and truly humiliated by your daughter, Dave.
Well played, Alistair.
Thanks. Oh, I'm just going to grab a drink.
Oh, you needn't think he's intimidated us, eh, mate?
No, always liked a challenge. Wish us luck, then.
Good luck.
Hey, wait, what about me?
Me too, you duck one. Look at them go. Are you sure? How's things?
Fine.
David looks ready for action.
He takes it all very seriously. Alan's not too disappointed, is he?
He'll get over it. Go for it, David!
How's it going?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah?
Just trying to steer Pa towards people he can talk to and away from Shula.
Where is he now?
I sat him down next to Robert Snell. There can't be any harm in that, surely.
I wouldn't have thought so.
And Alan's trying to have a word with him, see if he can get anywhere.
Well, good luck. Shot, David!
Mr. Lloyd?
Oh, hello.
Pusher's father, Dr. Gupta.
Yes. Yes, I,
Well done. You played well.
Oh, well, a few lucky shots.
No, no, that cover drive is nicely timed.
Thank you. Are you a cricket lover?
As we can all appreciate a good shot, in spite of any unfortunate differences we may have.
Yes. Look, if you mean this business with Shula and Usha...
Well, I wasn't going to mention it, but as you have...
You know, she was terribly upset about it all.
Shula was?
Well, it was a silly mistake. She's regretted it so much. And she's resigned from her job at the church.
Well, if you think she was upset, how do you think Usha felt about it all?
Yes, I know, I can imagine.
Persecuted. The subject of racist abuse. Scared in her own home.
I know, and...
And so hurt. To think Shula was once a friend.
Ah, Dr. Gupta, there you are. Are you heading for the ball?
Yes.
Yes, it'd be nice to sit down and have a chat. If you'll excuse us, Alistair.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Talk about guilt by association. I know how Lillian feels now.
Have you told Shula?
No, and I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, probably wise. Well, let's hope that's an end to it, eh?
I do hope so.
Yeah. Hiya! Right, hi. Where hello. Is that pint you promised me, Kenton?
Oh, sorry, I seem to have drunk it.
You what?
Oh, it's all right, don't panic. There you go. Oh,
thank you.
Well, congratulations, David.
Yeah, good old Dave.
Well, I never expected to win against Adam.
That was the thought of Pip outshining you that did it.
Yeah, possibly.
Or Jonathan. I'm surprised Lakey Green haven't snapped him up. Do you reckon he'd like to come to Nets?
I'll get Pip to ask him.
Was she very disappointed not to get through?
Nah, not really. Now she's going to stick to rounders, she thinks.
That explains her batting action. I thought it was a bit loose.
What happened to you anyway? You went right off in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I wasn't really trying, were you, Al? So you give old Dave a chance.
Yeah, that's right. Every underdog has his day.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Goodbye, Derek. Oh, David.
Hi, Dad.
All the bales safely in?
Yep. They've done a great job, actually.
Oh, good. Next round on you, then, as it's all been such a triumph, eh?
Okay. And I must get some food. Have you all had something?
Well, not yet. In fact, I was just thinking...
Have you eaten all those casseroles, Dad?
No, that's what I was going to say. If your mother comes back and finds I've hardly touched them...
Oh, you're going to be in trouble.
Do you need any assistance polishing them off?
Well, I think it might be tactful.
Brilliant. Have you got any beer?
Well, a few cans.
I'll get some off, Sid.
Excellent. Okay, all back to Dad's then.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? No sooner do we decide on a date.
So it's definitely August the 29th?
Yeah. Then Pa descends on us like a thundercloud.
What's he saying to Alan?
I don't know, but I don't like the look of that body language. I'm going over.
There's no use beating about the bush. You know, Usha's mother and I have had strong reservations about this marriage right from the start.
Yes, but I'm hoping you'll come to see it in a more positive light.
Well, I'm afraid that recent events have only helped to convince
Hello.
Us that...
Hello.
...that if she goes ahead, our daughter will be making a terrible mistake.
Pa!
I'm sorry, Usha, but it had to be said.
Look, you really mustn't let a couple of nasty letters from crackpots...
That's just a taste of the consequences. With all this publicity, it can only get worse.
No, Pa!
Please, don't deceive yourself, Usha. If you lose the support of your community, you expose yourself to all kinds of prejudice and abuse. How can you hope to be happy?
But she'll have me to love and support her.
Well, forgive me, Alan, but that hasn't been such a great help so far.
Pa, please, let me be the judge of my own happiness. It's my responsibility.
And it's my responsibility as a father to try and make you see sense. That's why I'm here. And that's what I mean to do.
She went round with Lee on Friday.
Oh, he's the pro?
Yeah. He kitted her out with some clubs and they played 9 holes.
Oh, so it's Tiger Perks now, is it?
Yeah, well, not quite. She says she's even more baffled than before now.
But it's not Kathy's concern, is it, the actual game?
Oh, no. But when some member's going on about a net eagle, she needs to know whether to reach for the champagne or call the RSPB.
What is a net eagle?
Well, it's to do with... handicaps, I think.
Hey, very good, Dad.
Blimey.
Yeah, you stick to cricket, eh?
Phil, you sure you don't want us to do some clearing up?
Alistair, I wouldn't hear of it.
Quite right.
Only the kitchen is a bit of a mess.
Why, it can all go in the dishwasher in the morning.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, of course he is. Now, honestly, Dad, how you thought four tiny one-portion casseroles are going to feed us lot after a day on the cricket field?
Yeah, and haymaking, in my case. Mm.
Well, perhaps I was a little optimistic.
Oh, a brilliant stir-fry, though.
Mm. Yeah, thanks. I've been wanting to do one since Jill went away.
Maybe not with rhubarb, though.
Hey, you try being out on that veg patch with a torch in your teeth, Dave.
I thought it was celery.
Well, I gave a whole new meaning to sweet and sour.
Yeah, thank you, Al. Hey, chuck us a beer, will you? Oh, yes! Oh, God, if only I were that good with a cricket ball.
Yeah.
Oh, oopsie.
Oh, Kenton.
Yeah, that's right, I'll get it. You don't mind if I use this tea towel, do you, Dad? There we go. Oh. So, the next party's at yours then, Dave, hmm?
Sorry?
Oh, Ruth's big birthday. Don't say you've forgotten.
We haven't forgotten.
Yeah, what time do you want us?
Oh, shall we bring anything?
Hey, hang on. What, you mean these two have had an invite and we haven't?
No.
Oh, no. Thanks very much, bro. Don't hold your breath for an invite to my 50th,
no,
will you?
No, it's not like that.
Oh, I suppose Nigel and Lizzie, they're in the charm circle,
are
they?
It was only because Dad asked. Of course he can come round. And Elizabeth and Nigel too.
And the children.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was just that Ruth didn't want... Of course she won't mind a few family. Yeah,
that's more like it. We'll have her right knees up.
She just doesn't want a fuss.
So what, about 7:30?
Yes, let's start early. I haven't got the stamina for late nights these days.
Oh, sorry, Dad. Is that a hint?
Oh, come on, we're just getting going.
Oh, maybe we should think about making a move.
No, you don't have to.
That's my man.
Great, thanks, Dad.
I can always put my earplugs in.
Oh, no, we'll turn the music down.
Yeah, and we'll creep out really quietly.
Yeah, you won't even know we've been here.
Oh, dear.
Dad?
Oh, Shula.
Dad, are you... Oh, good grief.
I left the front door open and... I've opened the window to let the...
To let the smell out? What is it? Apart from men?
Well, in here, beer mostly.
Oh, it's not just beer, though.
Well, I made a stir-fry, and they were all throwing things in.
Oh.
It seemed rather good fun at the time, but I'm afraid the cooker's a bit of a mess.
What a surprise.
In fact, the kitchen's even worse than in here. The soy sauce seems to have got right into the grouting.
For you to clear up.
Oh, well, I told them to. I said I'd do it in the morning.
Oh, you poor, sweet innocent.
Well, I didn't realise the kitchen was so bad.
When I saw what time Alistair got home and the state he was in, I knew you'd need a hand.
Oh, Shula, can you spare the time?
I was only going to do some paperwork this morning. I think this is rather more important.
Well, I don't know where to start.
Oh, Dad, you're not really made for being a wild thing, are you?
Not really. Well... Not these days, if I ever was.
Let's get rid of some of these cans to start with, and try not to count them.
I am so angry with him.
Have you had any breakfast?
I just had to get out of the house. I'll grab something in town.
Well, make sure you do. I've got a christening here at 11, so...
Oh, Alan, I still can't believe he'd say those things.
It obviously came from the heart.
Yes, I'm afraid it did. Though...
He doesn't think I'll make you happy. He really means to try and talk you out of the wedding.
Well, he can't. It's not his business. He's no right to interfere.
I think that's going to stop him.
Look, the thing is, in a way, I can understand why he's doing it.
Oh?
Look, I'm not defending him, but those letters, the stuff in the Echo, it scared him. He's had his own share of prejudice and unhappiness. He doesn't want to see that happening to me.
Yeah, but surely, I mean... Aren't you old enough to deal with it?
In his eyes, age has got nothing to do with it. I'm still his only daughter.
So all this stuff about cutting yourself off from the community...
What he really means is from himself, from the family.
Yes, but...
You understand? He and Ma see little enough of me as it is.
But you won't become some kind of outcast. That's ridiculous. I'll just become part of your family too.
Yes, I know that.
We can see more of them than we do now.
I know that's what you want.
As for me not looking after you, I mean, your dad does seem to have forgotten that it was me who called Satcher in the first place.
Yes, and that's one thing I'm going to remind him of.
Oh?
I can't leave things the way they are. I've got one appointment this morning and then I'm going to go home and have it out with him, whether he likes it or not.
You sure we've got time?
Yes, we're making good progress. We deserve a break.
Well, I could certainly do with one.
And we mustn't go too mad with the cleaning. You don't want the place to look ridiculously neat.
Oh, no chance of that. Thanks so much, Shula.
No, it's done me good. I'd only have been sitting there chewing my pen and brooding.
Oh, love.
Mm. Usha just ignored me at the cricket. Did you see?
Well, I suppose it's better than another shouting match.
Yeah, of course. But I still feel so terrible about it all. I've let Alan down and the judge.
No, you haven't. You've acted very honourably.
Honourably?
In resigning. I mean, you know, I think you didn't have to.
I did. Let's not go through it all again. People are going to be so suspicious, though. Why go now, when we've only just had the elections?
Well, you can come up with a reason, surely.
Oh, Dad.
You're going to miss it, aren't you?
Yes. Still, it'll give me a chance to do other things, I suppose. Both in the church and outside.
Exactly. Pat's still trying to drum up support for this transition village idea.
Yes, and my going does give Auntie Chris a chance, I suppose.
Yes, she was disappointed not to get in before.
There'll have to be an EGM. Oh, I've caused such a lot of trouble.
Look, it's over, love. You've got... Oh. Hello?
Phil, I'm at the station.
It's your mother. Exeter?
No, Hollerton.
Hollerton?
What?
Don't worry about collecting me. I've already called a taxi. I'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Hello?
Huh? Usha?
Pa.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Yes, but, well, I've decided that some things are more important.
Shall I make you some coffee?
No.
Oh. Oh, it's an interesting article here about garden butterflies.
Pa, sit down. You know what this is about.
Now, Usha, I've told you how I feel.
Okay. Well, stop and listen to me for a minute, so let me tell you how I feel. You seem to think that I'm rushing headlong into a disastrous marriage with my eyes closed.
Oh, sure.
Well, I can promise you, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm only too aware of the problems it could cause for me, and just as importantly, for Alan, too.
Then why do you do...
You know the answer to that. This isn't a whirlwind romance. Alan and I have been together now for long enough. I've got to know and love him for the kind, caring, generous man he is. I've never loved a man as much before, and I'm sure I never will again, and nothing you can do or say is going to stop me marrying him. Now, do you understand that?
But, Usha, will he make you happy?
Well, that's for me to judge, not to you. Now, look, the last thing I want is to lose contact with you and Ma. Alan doesn't want that either. He's not that sort of man. Quite the opposite. He wants to bring people together. He'd be so upset if I ended up cutting myself off from my family. But if that's what it takes, I'll have to do it.
Oh, she'll be here in a minute.
Dad, it'll be all right. Just stop looking so guilty.
Oh, here's a taxi now.
Okay, okay, I'm going. I'll go round the back. Good luck.
Thanks, Shula, for everything.
Bye.
Right. Here we go.
Phil!
Hello, Jill.
Were you looking out for me? How sweet. Thank you very much. Keep the change.
Not very much.
No. Let's have a hug.
You've had a good time.
It was lovely. But I'm glad to be home.
Well, evidently, as you're back so much earlier.
You know you're always teasing me that one day I'll get to the station so early I'll catch the train before.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. I changed my ticket so I could get an even earlier one.
Well, it's lovely to have you back.
Good.
Shall we get inside, then, and have a cup of coffee?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Phil, it's so tidy.
Oh, do you think so?
All the surfaces. The cooker. Are you sure you haven't got something to tell me?
What?
You have been living here, haven't you? You didn't decamp to Grey Gables for the weekend or go and stay with one of the children.
Oh, no, of course not.
And what about eating? Have all those casseroles gone?
Everyone.
Good.
They were much appreciated.
Well, you say that. I don't think you need me at all.
Oh, Jill, what rubbish.
I should have to go away more often.
No, please don't.
Oh, have you missed me?
Oh, I have. Let's have that coffee, shall we? And you can tell me all about Sidmouth.
I'll do it. What do you want to know?
Well, about Diana and her sister. What you did? About the town, what's it like?
Delightful, a real gem.
Is it?
Beautifully preserved.
Oh, how lovely.
Diana's a member of the Bowls Club, so we had a couple of afternoons there. Lots of walks. There's this staircase called Jacob's Ladder, from the Connaught Gardens down to the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, and we went to the Donkey Sanctuary. I've got lots of photos.
Oh, good.
But you don't want to hear all this now?
Yes, I do.
I'd far rather hear what you've been up to.
Oh.
So, come on, tell me. How are the children? How was the single wicket? What's been going on here, Phil?
Oh, nothing much.
But you have to understand me, Usha. This is not to do with Alan personally.
Well, it certainly feels personal to me, all those insinuations that he's not been able to protect me.
He's a good man, and I respect him. But the world is not as simple and straightforward as we would wish it to be.
Meaning what? And please don't tell me it's because he's not a nice Hindu boy.
Well, as you mention it, the religious difference is there. It's real. We can't just sweep it aside.
But that's
not... Or bury it under some kind of ecumenical wishful thinking.
But it isn't about that, is it? I know you better, Pa. There's more, isn't there?
I'm not blind, Usha, or stupid. I've seen you and Alan together, I can tell. How much you care for each other. I do believe you when you say you truly love him. And he feels the same for you.
So... But isn't that what really matters? Isn't that the true test of a happy marriage?
You must understand, it isn't just my feelings that matter here. There are other considerations.
Ma. You mean Ma?
I don't think you realise how badly she's taken all this, Usha. Nothing but worry. It's been eating away at her mind. Now it's got to the point where I'm worried it might even make her ill again.
So that's it. That's why you're here. Why you've been trying so hard to talk me out of it. Because of Ma.
And I was worried about you, too.
Yeah. Yes, I see.
And you can see how difficult it is for me. I have to think of what's best for the whole family. I'm afraid that whatever I try and do is going to make somebody I love unhappy.
But you're here now. You've seen what a strong and wonderful relationship I have with Alan. Can't you go back and tell Ma there's no need? She must stop worrying.
I don't know.
Oh, please, Pa. You could try.
Perhaps. But I can't make any promises. Because you are not the only one who loves someone so very much that they would do anything for them.
Jennifer?
Oh, morning, Will.
Is Brian around?
Oh, I'm sorry. You've missed him. He's had to go to a meeting.
Well, he left me a message. Said it was urgent.
Ah, it's all right. I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Are you busy tomorrow afternoon?
I'm always busy.
Well, this should be good news, then. He's asked a couple of possible new assistant keepers to come over.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm. And he'd like you to sit in on the interviews.
Interview? Me?
But if you can't spare the time...
No, it's fine. I'll have to rearrange a couple of things, but...
Oh, that's good. And he asked the first one to be here at 2, but I expect he'll confirm that with you.
Right, well, great, thanks.
Let's hope one of them's the right man for the job.
Yeah. I'll get on then. Thanks, Jennifer. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, that's it. If Will Grundy's giving me the cold shoulder, I really am in trouble.
Oh, Lillian, of course he's not. He probably didn't even see you.
Shouldn't be too sure. The silence that falls in the shop when I walk in, and Derek Fletcher actually across the road.
Oh, you're imagining it. It's not that bad.
I got rid of that petition from the Bull anyway.
Ah, don't know what Jolene was thinking of. Oh, must be so difficult for you.
And Alice pitching in with her delightful little opinions hasn't helped.
Well, sorry about that.
Got Mum going on at me now.
No.
Tony's been bleating about this consultant's report. How much are going to be out of pocket?
Well, they will be. Oh, look, come on, let's get you out of here and get shopping.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, where's your car? You didn't walk.
No, Matt dropped me off. It's gone in for service. Oh. Let's just hope no one slipped the garage a 50 to tamper with the brakes.
Oh, Lillian, stop it.
Oh, right, let's go. Somewhere where nobody knows my name.
In Underwood? I don't think that's very likely, is it?
Alice is doing a great job on the petition.
Oh, I know. She even pinged Christopher down at the single wicket. I'd been nagging him about it all last week.
Yeah, that was a brilliant idea, taking it there. Oh, hang on, that's not right. Oh, these yoghurts are all plain.
Huh?
Oh, we must have muddled up the order. I'm sorry, Susan.
Oh, never mind, Pat. It's all right. We've still got a few of the others.
I'll have to drop the rest in later.
Fine. Don't worry about it. I was going to say, Pat, if you want me to have a copy of the petition in the shop, I...
Oh, it's tempting, but... I don't know. Peggy's totally on our side, but even so, Lillian's made Clary take it off the bar at the Bull.
Oh, right. I suppose it is a bit awkward.
Yeah, just a bit.
Oh, that Matt Crawford. Honestly, I'd sign the petition twice if I could.
Well, if you feel that strongly, you could always write to the council.
Well, like you did about the digester?
Yeah. Individual protests always count.
What would I say exactly?
Well, look, Helen's done a standard letter to give people an idea. I could let you have one of those if you like.
Oh, OK. Though I don't think I need too much help when it comes to complaining about what Matt Crawford's doing to this village.
Maybe not, but objections have got to be on planning grounds. They can't just be a rant about Matt.
No, I suppose not. OK, then, bring you one in.
Well, it's just a guideline. It'll look a bit suspicious if they got half a dozen exactly the same, so feel free to change the odd thing or add to it if you want.
I will. Don't you worry.
Thanks, Susan. Do appreciate it.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, Pat. I'm doing it for all our sakes. He's got to be stopped.
I hope so. Look, since you care so much about Ambridge...
I do.
I was hoping you'd take on a committee role for the Transition Village.
Oh?
Well, how would you like to team up with Robert on waste management?
Waste?
Well, there's a lot to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
sorry,
there is.
Sorry, sorry. Better get this.
Yeah, of course.
That's Helen. Look, I'll have to go, I'm afraid. I've got stuff in the van she needs. Have a think about it anyway.
Yeah, okay, I will.
You're going to knock their socks off.
At Ladies' Day? There'll be quite a lot of competition.
You look stunning. All you need now is a hat.
Oh, perhaps I should have looked at those first.
Or a fascinator. Now, that would look tray chic.
Possibly. And I want to have a look at swimsuits as well.
Oh, crikey, Jenny, you don't want to frighten the horses. Or offend the Queen.
For our holidays, silly. I have booked it.
Oh, I didn't even know you got Brown to agree.
I have my methods. So, before he could change his mind, we're having 10 days on the Costa Smeralda.
Oh, how gorgeous. Oh, you lucky thing.
It's got a super complex, 5 pools, choice of restaurants.
Oh, don't tell me.
And a children's club for Rory, so Brian and I can relax.
Well, you deserve it, darling, after everything.
Well, I think so.
When's the Siobhan Memorial thing?
Oh, that's Thursday.
So, what are you doing with yourself? Do you want distracting?
I've invited Mum and Jack for lunch, actually.
Oh, you are good. Mum seemed really upbeat about his six-month assessment.
Yeah, though all they said was that he was doing as well as could be expected.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'll have to ring her.
Why don't you come on Thursday? See her on neutral ground.
Just might. At least I know I'll have you to stick up for me.
Lillian.
Perhaps Matt and I should go away for a bit.
Well, you could, but that's not the permanent answer, is it?
No. And I don't know what is.
£1.09, please, Will.
Thanks.
And a penny change. See, our old house is still standing after Tom and Brenda's house swarming then.
Yeah, just about. Glebe Cottage was more of a mess after the single wicket. Well, so I heard.
Yeah. Will, about the single wicket.
Yeah?
And George.
What about him? Oh, you're right there, Pat.
Yes, fine, thanks. I'll put these straight in the fridge, Susan.
Oh, thanks.
You were saying? The cricket?
Nothing.
George was loving his new scooter, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's really got the hang of it.
Didn't know you could get them for children that young.
Me neither.
It'll soon be time for his first proper bike.
He's hardly used that trike you got him.
Well, he's growing up so fast. But can you tell Emma I'll collect him usual time on Thursday?
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Right, see you.
Bye.
Bye, Will.
Bye.
That's not all I'll tell her. She really is going to have to talk to him.
What about?
Oh, he's spoiling George rotten, Pat. Anything George wants, he gets.
Sounds more like what Will wants to me.
That too. But if George doesn't get his own way nowadays, he doesn't half create. And we can't afford to indulge him like Will does. It's not fair on Emma.
It's not particularly fair on George either.
Oh, I know.
Look, I brought you Helen's standard letter for the council.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And can I tell Robert to get in touch about waste?
Well, I've had an idea of my own, actually.
Oh, yeah?
About food. A local food club.
Go on.
Well, like a sort of gardening club, really, you know. Hints and tips about growing your own food at home.
Yeah, good idea. It could even get people started who don't already grow their own stuff.
Well, yeah. I thought we could meet, like, once a month and have a talk. You know, Jill on keeping hens or bees, maybe. Bert on vegetables.
Nigel on grapes. Maybe not.
And we could even. I mean, I know we couldn't sell the stuff, but if people had extra they didn't want, they could bring it along and, I don't know, give it away.
Or swap it.
Swap? Oh, well, you know what it's like, Pat. Everyone's got too much of the same thing at the same time. You know, beans, lettuces, you get sick of the sight of them.
Well, not the non-gardeners. And if we were trying to encourage them...
But they won't have anything to swap, will they?
Well, yes, they will. I mean, say you're Sabrina Thwaite.
Oh, I wish.
Well, she doesn't do gardening, but... What does she do exactly?
Swans around between the beauty salon and the gym, didn't she?
Well, OK, she could give someone a makeup lesson then.
Oh, right, I see. People swap what they're good at.
Exactly. Time, skills, know-how.
Oh, that's brilliant, Pat.
No, it was your idea. This is great, Susan, just the sort of thing we want.
Right, well, shall I get it going then? Book the hall and run off some posters and things?
If you don't mind.
And I'll have a think about a speaker. I'll ask Neil what he thinks.
Fantastic. I'll head over to Home Farm and see if Jennifer will put something on the website.
OK, then. You're on.
Oh, sorry, Pat. I haven't been in long.
Oh, you've been shopping?
Oh, yes, afraid so. So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's about the Transition Village idea.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, we're thinking of having a swap club.
A what?
A bartering scheme.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Susan came up with it. At first we thought just produce.
Oh, that sounds a good idea.
But we wanted to extend it so people can swap their time or know-how as well.
Oh, how clever. But how would that work?
Oh, well, people would have to sort it out for themselves. But, say, so many pounds of potatoes for a bit of decorating or doing someone's ironing in exchange for help with filling in your tax return or whatever people want to offer.
Oh, that's ingenious.
Just garden produce, though. You couldn't put in your strawberries or the venison.
No, of course not.
But when I can't stand the sight of another courgette, I'd be delighted to swap them for something. Some cuttings from Derek Fletcher's garden, for a start.
There you go, then.
Suppose you'd like something on the website, would you?
Oh, yes, please. Susan's going to organise the first meeting, so give her a few days, and then if you could get the details from her.
Right, I will. Well, great. Glad it's all taking off.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Well, I'll get on then.
All right, Pat, OK. I'll speak to Susan.
Yeah, OK, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, you can come out now.
Oh, that was rather awkward.
Well, you're telling me. She must think I'm so rude, not even offering her a cup of tea.
Oh, I am sorry, darling. I just couldn't face her.
But this is ridiculous. You can't go round hiding from your own brother and sister-in-law.
I know.
It's all because of Matt. You're going to have to speak to him.
I've tried, Jenny, but he won't listen.
Well, he doesn't seem to care, does he? However many people he antagonises.
It's never mattered quite so much before. I mean, he and Brian have their moments, but, well, I mean, they're both big boys, aren't they?
Yes, I think they quite enjoy it.
Poor old Tony. I mean, what's he ever done to Matt?
Well, absolutely nothing.
Matt just won't understand. I mean, you don't do these kind of things to family.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Hello, Pat.
Where did you spring from?
Well, I didn't spring from anywhere.
Oh, she was in the loo.
Really? If your conscience is getting to you, Lillian, there's a really easy way out.
Pat, please.
It's simple. Just stop condoning what Matt's doing to us.
Thanks for this, Dad.
Oh, that's all right. So, fencing stakes, high-grade wire, staples. That it?
I think so.
I've got a Borchester any road. Your mum's CD's coming at the library.
Well, the Spanish? Well, she's done okay so far, hasn't she?
Yeah, not bad. As long as she can order me a beer, that's the main thing.
Well, I'll buy you one tonight to say thanks.
Oh, you're up.
Afternoon, Will.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
You all set for these interviews?
Yeah, sure. I wrote out a few questions we could ask.
That's very industrious of you. I'll have to see what we've got time for. Well, hop in then.
I thought it was best for me to keep a low profile for a while.
Well, I've been busy too. It's lovely to see you.
Is your dad...
He's having his afternoon nap.
So, how's things now? After your long talk with him the other night?
Better.
Good.
Though it would have been hard for it to get much worse.
And the wedding?
Well, we've been mostly avoiding the subject, but... It's given me time to think. You know, it's really brought home to me how difficult life's been for Ma and Pa Alan. With Ma's illness, he's been so loyal to her, and it's been so hard.
But, you know, making you unhappy isn't going to help your mother.
Well, of course not. He said he'll try and talk Ma around, and that's the best we can hope for.
So when's he going?
Later this afternoon.
Right. Shall I come over and see him off?
If you've got time, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But Alan...
Hmm?
Well, there is something else.
Well, go on.
It's made me think. I mean, really think. Talking to Pa. And I might have been wrong about something.
Yes?
I'm wondering... Well, how would you feel if we had a Hindu ceremony as well?
So...
A Christian one here and a Hindu one maybe up in Wolverhampton.
Okay, why not? Sure, of course.
Well, not on the same day, of course. I thought we might even have the Hindu ceremony a couple of days before.
That's fine by me.
But... It would make it more complicated. Two lots of catering, cars, invites.
I'm sure we can manage that.
And more expensive.
Oh.
Well, it's possible Ma and Pa might even help us out, I don't know.
Don't worry about that. Love, I want so much to make them feel happier about me marrying you.
Well, what I think is... It would make everything easier for Ma and Pa, of course it would.
Yes.
But it's not just for them. I'd love to do it for me, too.
Is that a big enough piece for you?
Ah, that's more like it. I can't give you my considered opinion on one tiny cube.
As long as it is your considered opinion.
Afternoon, Helen.
Oliver, just in time. We're in the middle of a taste test.
Ah, and what's the verdict?
Well, it's, okay. Nothing like sterling gold.
Well, obviously not. It's a totally different product.
You say nothing like. Better or worse?
I don't know, really. Just different.
So, what box can I tick? Do you like it, yes or no?
And more to the point, would you buy it?
Buy it? Well, yeah, I suppose.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, if it's the only way to keep our head within a job.
Ah, well, that's not quite the positive consumer motivation we're looking for.
Well, let's carry on. Thinking about the texture, would you say...
Perhaps I'll call back later, Helen.
Oh, okay.
And we can review all the comments then?
Fine, I'll see you then.
Bye for now.
Yeah, ta-ra. Right, let's have another bit, eh? Who knows? I might even get to like it.
Bye. Thanks again, Des. I'll be in touch. So, what do you think?
Of Des?
Yes.
I liked him.
Yeah, he seemed a very nice chap.
And he knows his stuff.
Absolutely. But I just wonder how flexible he'd be.
Flexible? Well, he seemed pretty easygoing.
No, I'm not talking about his personality. You don't think it's a problem he's got another job?
Well, only at a supermarket. There'd be no risk of cross-infection.
But 3 days a week, Will.
Well, he says he gets his role well in advance.
Exactly, and we'd be working round it.
Well, no. We set the dates for the shoot in advance too, so we could tie it in, couldn't we?
I just think it's a complication we could do without. Whereas Pete, he'd be dedicated to us.
Well, I suppose.
Equally good experience, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And if he wanted extra days, he'd give them to us.
Well, he's got his caravan at mine, Ed.
He's not going to disappear off there for weeks at a time. Certainly not in the shooting season.
Maybe not.
And given that you like your time off to be flexible, to fit round Emma, I suppose you don't think Des's other commitments could present problems. Because you agree Pete's got good, solid experience.
Yeah.
And you could work with him.
Yeah.
Good, because I think on balance...
We'll go for Pete.
Excellent. As long as his references check out, of course.
Of course.
Are you sure you're happy with that?
Yeah, great. Well, if that's it, Brian...
Yes, I think so. Yes, I'll let him know the good news.
Fine.
You can guarantee the minute I turn the sign round, someone will come hammering on the door.
That's always the way.
Well, too bad. They'll have to come back in the morning. Have a seat, Oliver.
Oh, thanks.
I've added in today's comments, So this is a full 7 days' worth of feedback.
Right. Let's have a look.
I've analysed the results here.
Well, let's read some of the comments first, shall we?
Okay.
Ooh. Not exactly encouraging, are they?
I did explain that it was a young cheese.
Slimy. Left a nasty taste. Have you got a toothbrush?
People have nicer things to say than that. Look, interesting taste. Is it a sheep's cheese?
Sheep's cheese? Oh, what kind of palate have these people got?
Over half said they liked it.
51%, and they quite liked it.
It's still over half.
Yeah, but the regular buyers of gold didn't think it was as good. 63%, in fact.
A lot of our gold customers are waiting for it to come back. They're not interested in a replacement.
Well, I think that answers our question, didn't you?
No. There could be a whole new market out there for sterling silver. And we could work on the previous gold buyers to convert.
Well, by removing their taste buds. Yeah, we knew it was going to be a different product, but we don't want to sell an inferior one. I don't, anyway.
It's not inferior. Over half liked it.
Quite liked it. And would they all buy it, though?
Well, not all of them, no.
Exactly. And even those who say they will may not.
It's only a random sample, and only this shop. We've got other outlets. We could do tastings there.
No, I'm sorry. I just don't want to go on with it. We're simply devaluing the brand.
I really can't make you reconsider.
I'm sorry, Helen. Especially after all your hard work.
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm just sad for you.
Yeah. Look, you want to get home. I won't hold you up.
Oh, you're not. I'm going to Kirsty's for supper.
Oh, right.
Are you going to Ruth's party?
Sorry?
Her 40th. Monday?
Oh, yeah. Caroline said something about that.
Not sure, really.
Should be a good do.
Big affair, is it?
It started out as just family, I think, but Pip's invited a load of people and quite a few of Ruth's friends, she was telling me.
Oh, I see.
But I don't think Ruth knows quite how big it is, so not a word.
Don't worry. I'm such a miserable old recluse these days, I shan't see anyone to tell.
Oliver, stop running yourself down.
Perhaps when we get 3 clear tests on the herd, I might cheer up a bit. But till then, I'm not making any promises.
Oh, come on. Just 1. That you'll come on Monday?
Go on there. Go on.
Hi, Dad.
Evening, son. Go on.
Are you ready for this drink, then?
Oh, right, mate. It's not like you to be chasing me for a point.
Yeah, well, I need it.
Oh, hard work, is it, eh? Oh, interviewing?
Oh, it is when someone's already made up their mind.
Eh?
Brian, I was really chuffed when he wanted me there. I thought he really wanted my opinion.
And?
Oh, he just steamrolled over everything I said.
Well, what about them questions of yours?
Never got a chance to ask him. He just made sure we got the bloke he liked.
You don't like him?
No, I'm sure he'll be fine. It's... Brian don't trust me anymore. Don't trust my judgment.
Of course he does.
He doesn't. And I don't blame him. I don't trust it myself half the time.
William?
I haven't exactly made many good calls lately, have I? Nick, Malcolm?
Hey, don't start all this again.
It's true.
You're making good decisions every day. Hundreds of them. You need a job.
I'm not.
You are. You do a great job for the estate. And Matt and Brian know it.
Yeah, right.
They didn't want you to resign, did they? Eh? Well, that put the frighteners up on. Because they'd never get anyone else as good.
They're still watching me, though, aren't they?
Yeah. And if they'd got any problem, they'd soon tell you, believe me.
I suppose so.
He would. Look at George.
What about him?
You're making decisions for him all the time. You're a brilliant dad.
You don't feel like it.
You are. Stop this, eh? Come on, let's get that point.
Yeah.
Oh, and something else. It's a party time here. Monday, it's Ruth's 40th.
Well, you and Mum invited?
No, we're all invited. Bert says so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half the village, as far as I can tell.
You remember the way back to the motorway?
Yes, yes. I shan't get lost.
But you should have missed the worst of the rush hour anyway.
I'll be back in good time for supper. Where did I put my jacket?
There, on the back seat.
Ah, yes. Well?
Drive carefully. Give Ma a hug and a kiss for me. Send her all my love and tell her about the Wolverhampton ceremony.
I will.
I want her to be there so much.
Usha, I know this hasn't been the best of circumstances. I mean, I wish I...
Oh, no, no, no. It's been lovely to see you, Pa. And hopefully it's left us both a little the wiser.
Yes. Thank you for putting up with your irascible old father.
Oh,
eh?
Pa. Oh. Oh, Alan, hello.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Gupta, I'm glad I caught you before you left.
Yes, yes, well, I'm just off now. It's high time I was getting back home.
So, goodbye then. Have a safe journey.
Goodbye. Alan.
I hope it won't be so long before we see you again.
Yes.
Well, we'll make sure it isn't.
Alan?
Hmm?
If at any time I may have spoken out of turn, you know, overstepped the mark, then I hope...
No, please, please. Don't worry about that. I understand.
You know, Usha may have already told you. I'm going to have a word with her mother. Try and explain to her that she won't be losing a daughter. She'll be gaining a thoroughly decent and respectable son-in-law.
That's really kind. I really do appreciate that.
And I know you understand that my dearest wish has always been to see my daughter live a happy and settled life.
Yes, of course. Of course I do, Anna. It's what I want, too.
Is
Is there really nothing you can do, Lillian?
Mum, you know I've tried.
You do realise how much renting another pack house will cost them?
Yes, Tony did mention it.
You must have some sway with Matt.
Well, none at all, apparently. I've talked till I'm blue in the face.
Really?
Yes. Nothing I say makes any difference. Nothing anyone says makes any difference.
But what about this petition? They've got nearly 100 signatures, you know.
Yes, well, a waste of ink, in Matt's words.
Do you think he'd listen to me?
No, Mum. All Matt listens to is the bottom line. It's all just business, according to him.
But it's not. It's about people. Your brother.
Mum, I know.
Vicky.
In here, dear.
Please don't let's talk about it in front of Jack. If he latches onto it, we'll never get off the subject.
All right, I suppose so.
Well, the point of today is to take Jenny's mind off things, isn't it? Let's start bickering between ourselves.
Yes. You're looking forward to lunch at Home Farm, aren't you, Jack?
Lunch? Have I had it?
No, Jack. We haven't even had coffee yet. Let's hope Jenny's got some on.
No coffee?
In a minute, dear. Let's get your jacket on, shall we?
Father Dominic, it's Brian, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And this is my son.
Rory. I remember you from last year, but you've shot up since then.
That's what Granny said.
She's right. Are you heading for the sky or what?
Well, you two know each other.
Oh, yes. Bridget and Eve used to bring Rory to Mass.
Of course. I only met Father Michael when I was over last year.
He's away at the moment. New York, if you please.
Get around.
Can I ask you something?
Far away.
Why do priests wear dresses?
That's a really good question. Can I answer it later?
All right.
Because we've got something very important to do first. Something for your mummy. Would you like one of these, Brian? It's the responses.
Oh, thanks.
Me too.
Oh, yes. Well, there's one for you too.
Is she making my coffee?
Yes, dear.
Won't be long.
What's that noise?
It's just the coffee, Jack.
Why is it noise?
Making your coffee.
Yep. And here it comes.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely coffee?
Yes, it's always lovely coffee at Jennifer's.
Even if it is rather noisy.
What's noisy?
Oh, here we are, Mum. It's yours and there's Jack's.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I thought we might sit outside.
Oh, what a good idea.
Where?
Oh, it's all right, dear. You're coming too, in the garden.
But I...
It's all right. We'll take our coffee. Come on now.
Oh, come on.
That's right. This way.
Oh, dear. There's a way of taking your mind off what's going on in Dublin.
Oh, it's all right. I'm just about the... starting now.
Well, you're not supposed to be thinking about it.
Well, it's hard not to. Oh. Here we are.
Thanks, Di. Oh, must be ghastly for you.
I knew it was never going to be over. I must say, I didn't think the Siobhan would still be exerting quite this influence on our lives.
Yeah, and in so many ways.
Oh, yes. But I'm still here.
Yeah. Of course you are. And you've got Ascot to look forward to, and your holiday.
They might not seem much.
No, but you're doing them with Brian, and that's the point, isn't it?
Yes. I knew you'd understand.
It is all complicated, though.
Oh, yes. You know, maybe Matt's got the right idea.
How do you mean?
Your tiger. The cat who walks alone.
It's not natural, though, is it? Huh? His attitude. He just can't see it.
No.
Mum's just had another go at me. Wants me to speak to him.
But you've tried.
I know. Business politics, fine. But when it comes to family politics, he hasn't a clue. And he doesn't want to know.
Have you ever thought he might be jealous?
What?
Well, you're always saying how funny he is about us being clannish.
So?
Well, he's an only child, isn't he? And he never seems to talk about his family.
No, he doesn't. Well, both his parents are dead.
But what do you know about them? They must have said something.
Oh, much. Catherine and Gordon. They died quite young, I think. Well, they were onlys too.
And did he get on with them?
Oh, I don't know. The only time he's ever talked about, really, was
holidays with his grandparents.
Mm-hmm. You know, Punch and Judy, ice cream, making the biggest sandcastle on the beach.
Oh, he hasn't changed much then. And where was this?
Southend. It was Nana Molly and Grandad Ted.
Jennifer?
Hmm? Oh, Mum, I'm sorry, we got chatting.
Oh, it was coming now, Mum.
Can you bring a cloth? Jack spilled his coffee.
Oh, dear. Oh, never mind.
No, I'm afraid it's got him all agitated. I'm sorry, dear, but I think I'm going to have to ask you to run us home.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we gather in this place to pray for our sister Siobhan, whose body lies here in rest. She has passed from death to life, in company with the Lord Jesus, who died and rose to a new life. We pray that God may welcome her among all the saints in heaven. Let us pray.
Are you all right?
I'm listening.
Almighty God and Father, it is our certain faith that your Son, who died on the cross, was raised from the dead, the first fruits of all who have fallen asleep. Grant that through this mystery.
I don't know if we'll have much luck. We've hardly got anything to go on.
Well, we've got his grandfather's name, haven't we? Oh, don't go cold on me now. From what you were saying, I thought we could put in Ted Crawford and trace Matt back to William the Conqueror.
Robert the Bruce, more like. Matt's got to have Scottish blood somewhere along the line.
Matt in a kilt, now you're talking.
We'll try the 1901 census. Was this Ted born in Southend?
But I don't even know where Matt was born, do I?
Okay, silly question.
Look, let's assume he was. Uh-huh. Put in Ted Crawford and Southend and see what we get.
Well, it'd have to be Edward. But it's not enough without a date of birth. We could get dozens of possible matches. Now, have you got any clue when he was born, William? Did he serve in the war, the first one?
Oh, hang on, I'm trying to think. I'm sure Matt said he died the day after Kennedy was assassinated. Mm-hmm. And he was 70.
Mm-hmm.
A Ted, I mean, not Kennedy.
Oh, right, so 1893.
Is that good enough for you?
Well, it's a start. And if this works and we find him, and then we can go to the actual page and see who else was living in the same household.
Your search is being processed. Oh, hurry up.
Which would be his parents and siblings, presumably.
Look at that.
Oh, just one match.
That'll be him, won't it? It's got to be.
Do you need the loo before we get on the plane, Rory?
No.
Well, how about a comic to read?
I'm all right.
Are you? You're very quiet.
I'm thinking.
Thinking?
Yes.
Right. Okay, is there anything you want to ask me?
I want to think on my own.
Yes. Sure, fine. I've got plenty to think about, too.
Thank you so much, darling. I can't wait to tell Matt.
Well, it's certainly past the time. Bran and Rory will be back soon.
Oh, Jenny, I'm so sorry. I am so selfish.
No, you're not. It's all been for Matt's benefit. And Pat and Tony's, we hope.
Well, it's got to make Matt see things differently, hasn't it?
Well, you think so?
Well, it must. I mean, Grandad Ted had all those brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Eight. I mean, they'll all be dead now, of course. But their children
would be around our age.
And if you could track them down... Matt has got family out there.
Well, surely he must know about all these people.
He's obviously written them all off. But if we could get in touch, if he felt part of a big family himself...
Well, it's got to make him understand how you feel about this wretched packhouse business, hasn't it?
Well, not only that, darling. It's a fabulous excuse for a party.
A party?
Well, a reunion. You know, getting Matt to make contact with his family again. Have some fun. Drink some bubbles. And if it helps him realise what it means to have some proper roots...
Well, it would certainly make life easier all round.
Bye, Jenny. Thanks for a lovely day.
Bye, Lillian.
Oh, are you going to give Mum a ring or shall I?
I will.
Thanks. And I hope things are okay with Brian and Rory when they get back.
Yes, so do I.
Hello!
Tiger! Where have you been?
You got my message?
Yes, but I didn't think you'd be this late.
Ah, oh, sorry. You know how Chalky goes on. You all right?
I'm fine.
You seem a bit hyper, that's all.
Well, I've got some really exciting news.
Yeah? Will I like it?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
I have been incredibly clever.
Oh, dear.
Jenny and I have been playing detectives all afternoon.
Right. I don't follow.
I have found out all about Grandad Ted.
Who?
Grandad Ted Crawford. Jenny and I had a look online and the most amazing stuff came up. Why did you never say, Matt? All those brothers and sisters all their children, your father's cousins.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, their children will be about our age. They're all out there, Matt.
Yeah, Lillian.
And you never have anything to do with
them. Will you just please calm down?
But I'm excited, Tiger. I think we should have a party.
A what?
A grand reunion. We can have it here. Later in the summer, in the garden. A grand get-together at the Crawford Club.
Yeah, yeah, hang on. Why would I want to do that?
So you can get to know them better, and so that I can finally meet them.
Lillian, I'm sorry, but I really don't give a stuff about the Crawfords.
Oh, but Matt...
Now listen, I've had a long day and I don't need this.
Oh, don't be such a killjoy.
You what?
No wonder you're such a misery about my family. But if you've got to know your own, you might understand just how difficult it can
Look,
be.
Look, knowing about the Crawfords is not going to help me understand anything.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. And the idea of a party, you must be off your head.
Oh, Matt.
Look, I think I'll go to bed.
Well, I'm sorry, but after all the trouble I've been to, hours and hours on the computer...
Well, I didn't ask you to.
You might at least show a bit of interest.
I couldn't care less, OK?
But, Matt, they're your family.
They're not my family, OK?
What?
They're not my family.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Lillian... I was adopted. Okay? So now, will you please let it go?
Adopted?
Yeah.
And you've never said?
Why should I? What's it matter?
Well, of course it matters.
Look, do you want a drink?
Yeah, please. Look, tell me now,
please. G&T, I presume?
Well, Matt, tell me... When were you adopted? As a baby?
Yep.
And well, when did you find out? I mean, how?
Look, can we just leave it?
No! Please. How old were you?
Catherine told me when I was 16.
16?
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a great surprise. I'd never had anything in common with them.
No.
I left as soon as I was 17. And before you say anything, I was going to anyway. Here.
Thanks. Oh, but 17. I mean, that's so young.
Did me no harm. Made me own way.
No, but I just hate to think of
Think
you.
Of me what? I was fine.
Yeah, of course you were.
You were married and widowed by 22. Stuff happens.
But didn't you ever want to know who your real parents were? You know, where you came from?
Nope.
If you never felt that you belong with Catherine and Gordon...
Oh, don't start this. Let's face it, me real dad was off like a shot and me mother obviously couldn't wait to get rid of me, so don't try and tell me I belonged with either of them.
Oh, but surely
Look,
you... Would...
Please, you wonder why I've never said. I don't need this. It doesn't matter, OK? I couldn't care less. Now, it's been a long day. I'm going to bed.
Adam's setting the pickers on, so if you could check the deer, Jeff. Thanks.
Brian?
Oh, hello. Did he say anything in the car?
No, still very quiet.
Hope he's okay. Perhaps you should ring the school.
They know where you and Rory were yesterday, and I'm sure they'll be sensitive to it.
I don't know. I was wondering, do you think I should get Siobhan's memory box out?
No. Not unless Rory asks for it.
Only today's
her... Oh, it's her birthday. I know. But I really don't think you should dwell on it with him.
No?
No. And if he says anything or he asks for the box, well, that's different.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I expect you're right.
Let's just deal with things as they come up.
Yes, I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry to keep going on about it.
Well...
No, I am, really. And you're so understanding about it all.
Let's just leave it, shall we? I've got to get on.
Yeah, but Jenny...
Yes?
Look, I just want you to know something Bridget said yesterday.
Yes?
She paid us a compliment, but the praise should go to you, really.
Oh?
Well, maybe not praise exactly.
But she did say how settled and happy Rory seemed.
Oh, right.
And she did acknowledge how difficult it must have been, and what a huge upheaval for us. Well, for you, to take him into the family.
Oh, I see.
She doesn't know quite what an upheaval, of course.
No.
But anyway, she said it. I wanted you to know.
I didn't do it to get a pat on the back from her.
I know, but I can't keep telling you how much I appreciate it. Well, I can, but...
Look, it's all right, Brian. You don't have to keep on telling me.
It's true, though.
What I'd really like is just to get on with our lives without having to remember Siobhan all the time. But I don't suppose that's possible.
Morning.
What time did you call this?
Oh, I didn't have a very good night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Coffee?
Please. Oof, I didn't disturb you, did I?
Slept like a log.
Well, after that massive whiskey, I'm not surprised.
Talk pot kettle, puss, you were at the gin.
Yeah, well, hardly surprising.
There you go, one coffee. I've left it blank.
Thanks.
Anyway,
while I was tossing and turning, I remembered something.
Oh, did you?
Your birth certificate, I've seen it.
What are you talking about?
When you were getting your divorce, you brought a load of papers to me so Yvette couldn't get her hands on them, and I'm sure I saw your birth certificate in with them.
Nice try, puss, but wrong again.
But I saw it, Matt, I'm sure.
What you saw was my adoption certificate. Practically identical, but not the same thing at all.
Oh.
You really should start wearing your glasses, sweetheart. You're going to ruin your eyes.
Well, so where is your birth certificate, then? You must have one. Well, didn't Catherine give it to you when she...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Lillian. If you're not careful, we're going to fall out over this.
Well, I'm only
sticking your nose in. And jacking this up into something it's not. The birth certificate gets lodged with the court when the adoption's agreed, so I haven't got it. End of. Now, can I finish my breakfast in peace?
I'm doing a chocolate cake. I know Ruth likes that.
Well, I hope it's going to be a big one.
Greedy.
Not for me. You know I've ended up with Kenton, Elizabeth and Shula, plus partners, plus kids coming round. Mum, can you pass that oil?
Yeah, here.
Thank you.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, I suppose, except Ruth thinks she's having a quiet supper with just me, Pip and the boys.
She won't mind.
And now Usha wants to drop in. And Bert says that he and Frieda will drop a card
round. Ruth can handle that. They probably won't stay long. I can always do some sausage rolls and salad-y things if you like.
No, don't encourage them, Mum. Ruth said all along she doesn't want a fuss.
A few friends and family popping is hardly a fuss, David.
As long as it is a few. Are you seeing Shula this weekend?
Hope so, yes. And Elizabeth.
Well, tell them to bring a bottle, will you? And I'll tell Kenton.
We're going to do that anyway.
And tell them to eat before they come.
It doesn't seem very hospitable.
Mum, I'm not trying to be hospitable. I'm trying to stop Ruth braining me the minute she walks through the door.
She'll be fine. She'll have had a lovely, relaxing weekend.
Oh, I hope so.
She will. What time did she set off?
About 8. She'd been looking forward to it, actually.
Of course she had.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello.
You got a minute, David?
Well, I was hoping to spray Blackland.
I'll leave you to it. Is Jenny in, Brian?
Yes, yeah, she's having a major cooking session, I think.
Good. I'll see if I can catch her. I haven't seen her since I got back.
You had a good time, did you? You got your postcard?
It was wonderful. A really nice break.
Good, good.
Bye then. I'll speak to you over the weekend, David.
Okay.
Let me know if there's anything I can do.
All right, thanks, Mum. You haven't heard anything more about the digester, have you, about getting the connection charged, huh?
No, that's still a work in progress, as far as I know. As is Matt's bloke's investigation into scaling the whole thing up.
Well, he can take as long as he likes, because if it comes back as a possibility, I'm not looking forward to selling that to the village.
No, it's ironic, isn't it? Everyone's up in arms about what Matt's doing to Pat and Tony, but really, they're looking in quite the wrong direction.
Well, that's Matt all over, isn't it? Just keep moving.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
What?
Brian, I know why you're here. This is about Siobhan, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't keep doing this to you.
No, it's okay. I've been expecting you, to be honest.
I'm sorry, Dave.
No, it's fine. Do you want a coffee?
I don't want to hold you up.
No, you're not. These buns will take half an hour.
They look lovely.
Alice has got this thing going with one of the pickers, so she keeps trotting off with little treats for them.
Which you have to make.
Well, I don't have to. But she's at the drop-in centre till later, and I was baking anyway.
I'm just the same. I know the children are perfectly capable of feeding themselves, but it doesn't stop me cooking for them.
Yeah, nor for Phil. I did ask him over while you were away, but he insisted he was fine.
Yes, that's the official story.
Oh? Is there an unofficial one?
Don't say anything, Jenny, but it is funny, poor thing.
What happened?
I shouldn't laugh. But Kenton let it slip that he managed to leave some underwear at our house.
Well, how on earth did he do that?
I dread to think. Anyway, I finally got Phil to confess what really happened while I was away.
Oh?
He ended up having Kenton, Alistair and David back after the cricket, and it all got a bit out of hand.
Oh.
Nothing serious. Mm-hmm. But I gather there was quite a lot of clearing up the next day.
Oh, dear, poor Phil.
I know, bless him. And have you noticed my new cardi?
I thought it looked new. Did you get it in Sidmouth?
No, Phil had to buy it, after he'd shrunk my other one and turned it pink.
Oh, no.
That was after the saga with the vacuum cleaner. Honestly, I knew he wouldn't be able to cope without me. Not really, anyway.
I was expecting a whole lot of awkward questions.
Well, it's a big thing for a 5-year-old to get his head round, isn't it, his mother's grave?
Still a big thing for me to get my head round.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't know, David. I'd sort of worked out what I was going to say to him.
But, what, didn't he ask?
No. No, he was fine before the service, chatting away to the priest. And then once it started, he was really listening. So intently.
Taking it all in, I expect. Mm.
But then he was really quiet.
Is he? Probably find the questions come later.
Maybe.
But it didn't seem particularly upset?
No, just quiet.
That's something.
I suppose so. I think maybe I was more freaked by it than he was. The whole religious bit for a start.
Oh, yeah.
And this headstone. Siobhan Donovan. Beloved daughter, sister, and mother of Rory. Oh, I just can't believe she's under there.
No.
She doesn't belong there, David.
Matt!
Oh, you're back. I won't bother locking up then.
Oh, he's not going out.
Yeah, sorry. Session with me tax planning guy.
Oh, but I've been into Borchester and I have brought us a lovely lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Quail's eggs, asparagus.
Yeah, cod psychology. Lillian, I'm not stupid, it's obvious. You were only going to try and get me to open up about who I really am and where I belong again.
No.
Yes, you were.
No, I was just trying to spoil you a bit.
What for?
I don't need a reason.
Oh, but you've got one, haven't you? Huh? Well, you think you have. Poor little orphan Matt. I wish I never told you.
I wish you told me before.
Well, I'm glad I didn't. You've got to stop this. I can't stand you going all concerned on me.
Trying to imagine what it must have been like for you.
Well, you're not doing a very good job, because I'm fine about it. And I always have been fine.
Are you, though? I really think we should talk.
Talk about it, yeah, I know. It's not my style, is it?
Maybe not up to now, but, oh, man, this is different.
No, it's not. I'm the same person today as I was yesterday and the day before that. We're not talking about this anymore, Lillian, so get used to it.
I think you're wrong.
And I know I'm right. It's no big deal. And if you're thinking of running off and doing any more research on my behalf, you can forget it. Look, this is my business. I should never have told you, and if you hadn't have interfered, I never would have done. I don't want to hear any more about it, all right? So forget all this digging about in the past and find yourself something else to do.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.